Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was just ranting and raving before I even went on air here about the state of our world and the state of zombieism that is now poleaxing much of the public, where the public is even unable to tie their shoelaces or communicate with each other. The language is being shrunken, less and less words are being used. Even mainstream media admits that. The health of the population is degenerating very, very quickly. I have a CBS article here. Study, baby boomers' health, very poor, getting worse, deteriorating fast. Absolute, total, and complete insanity is where this society is going, because we have become a nation, but also a planet of industrialized jellyfish that watch television all day and do not live in the real world and just kind of shuffle around aimlessly. Pretty soon, they'll probably have to mount everyone with artificial respirators because people will be too lazy to suck air into their lungs. And, of course, I know that that's brainstem controlled and that that's supposedly automatic. But I predict breathing will soon have become government-assisted, and it'll be a conspiracy theory that we were ever able to breathe on our own. I'm serious. Don't think the globalists won't release a virus to eat areas of the brainstem that control breathing, respiration, and then shell us little microchips to implant in that area of the brainstem. But of course, it'll have back doors that then control us. By the way, I'm not even being satirical at this point, because things have gotten so crazy that the wildest satire is now reality. Okay, here's what we got going on today. If you're listening to us on the radio, well, thank you for tuning in. That's about 95% of our audience. But there are PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and there are folks that are going to be watching this later on YouTube and hundreds of other video channels. Millions and millions a week do. And you'll notice last night and today there's going to be documents, articles, and our guests joining us via video, that we're putting in new sound doors and new equipment and things in this studio. So it's a bit disheveled, and it should be done by tomorrow or so. So you will not be tortured by Pumpkinhead, quite literally a pumpkin-headed creature. All right, I am going to settle down, because I was running around in circles yelling and screaming right before I went on air, trying to get air back into my lungs. I've been spending like 3 weeks just trying to get Paul Watson, who changed his phone numbers, his name on the phone list. And I've to be a manager, we have a great crew, by the way. They just do incredible jobs. But it's like little things, like organization and stuff like that. It becomes an issue. And I don't think we'll ever be in contact with Watson again. In fact, that's probably the end of Paul Watson. Never hear him again on the show, never talk to him again. I mean, I have his number. I talk to him, but that'll be it. You never see Watson again. It's all over. And I'll have to communicate with Steve Watson here over the airwaves. Is the only way to get through to him. That's kind of the modern society. That's how people manage you. You don't manage them. And again, the respiration will soon have to be, well, government-aided. That said, I do have a lot of anger issues, frustration issues that are, of course, quite evident. And start your engines, because we will officially launch the transmission out of the gates when we return after this quick break. And it is a big Mac Daddy kahuna of a broadcast today. You had better believe that this is going to be a radio show that you are not going to want to miss. You know, it feels so much more intimate to not have the bright lights on in here or to have all the cameras on me. It feels like old radio. I'm almost tempted to just pull the cameras out of here because it's so liberating. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We've got it.
Oh, yeah, we see the earth from here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on XM 166. And we have Max Kaiser joining us coming up in the second hour, always a popular and informative guest. So we have him on a couple times a month. MaxKaiser.com, of course, is his website. He's going to be giving us his take on what's happening with the economy. And I've got a whole passel of nightly news reports that are just so important to air here on the radio. Really important information with Gary Johnson, Libertarian candidate. We've got a report from the NSA. We haven't aired all of it. We also have a very, very important report as well that is going to be getting into the Federal Reserve. And does the general public understand that it's a private run-for-profit bank ruling and hijacking this country? Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get into the fact that it is incredibly predictable that right as the president is set to sign an executive order turning the internet over to a handful of mega corporations, that right as that is happening, that right as that is unfolding, that right as all of this is going on, magically the White House, Pentagon, and other systems supposedly get hacked from China. And I'm not saying that Russia and China don't go around hacking into things. So do Western governments. I mean, all these countries mandate that their manufacturers put backdoors into all the tech because governments and corporations all access into it. Then they use the back doors in all the tech as a pretext to take people's liberties and freedoms and bring in more control. But almost no one but CNET News and a few others is even getting half the story. This is about not just the executive orders that Obama uses now to go to war, to hand over authority to the UN, to continue torture, secret arrest, the list goes on. But it's also about the fact that if you read what Obama's saying in the leaked text of the executive order that came out a few weeks ago, they say, oh, well, Yahoo and Microsoft and Google and all these big companies, Sun Microsystems, Cisco, they are all for. They are all for what's happening, so it's okay. They're stakeholders. It's that UN model of where they have groups that are lobbying and funding them that stand to gain, and then they supposedly speak for the public, and it's like, oh, well, these big mega corporations, most of which were founded and funded or are currently controlled by Western intelligence agencies, they say this is a good idea, something they want to do. Kind of like DARPA and the Pentagon helped create the Internet. Our purchases, our buying bandwidth, software engineers, programmers, we contributed to building, you know, what is the web, but the seed of it came out of the globalist mind back in the 60s on record to create a technotronic technocracy to wire the world and give them over-the-horizon future predictability of mass movements and individual movements. That's why they're mapping the world, and Google has NSA satellites and smart dust and RFID and cashless societies. That's what all this is. And so now they're just bringing us into the new phase. It's all been mapped out. You notice that 1 week before the naked body scanners, 1 week before the naked body scanners, hundreds of them that had been purchased a year before. The order had gone in to build them a year before. Their delivery was to be coming up in that January. So 2 years ago on Christmas Day, there is a underwear bomber who the U.S. government, that's the banker government, gets on the airplane. So they put him on the airplane, drooling, drugged, and then he has a firecracker go off in his pants, and then they go on the news that night and said, don't worry, we'll put these machines in next week, and said, we just got the idea. We're going to do this because of him. They ordered him a year before, turned off the head of Homeland Security, made money off of it. That's totally illegal. They don't care. Because it's a wall of criminality, a complete and total takeover. Well, it's the same story here. Today launches Cybersecurity Awareness Month. That's federal globalist takeover of the web, turning everyone in IT into little globalist, federally, globally certified minions who get off on their new 007 role of being little spies. It's internet taxes, internet IDs, internet regulations, control, tier one, tier two, internet two, shutting down the old free web by taking over roads and turning them into toll roads. That's what they're doing. National Cybersecurity Awareness Month kicks off today with official launch event, Business Summit, and releases of online safety survey, October 1st. And what do you know, 2 days before this, on the Saturday, on the 29th of September, 2012, the White House gets attacked on the eve of Obama saying, I'll protect us from them chi-coms. Even if I got to do an executive order, besides Google and Microsoft and and all the other big companies, they stand behind me, and we're voluntarily going to track everything you do and make you use Internet ID. YouTube, owned by Google's getting ready for that. They're all getting ready for it, banning you off the web, buy nor sell. There's like a no-fly list, a no-internet list, a no-commerce list if you're not a good little globalist. Face scanning the buy and sell. Does anyone understand the off-the-charts ramifications of what we're talking about here? Does anyone even begin to understand how serious this is and how patently, ridiculously, filthily obvious and in your face it is, and staged, just like the stupid underwear bomber. You know, when you're conscious and awake and informed, it's like watching, it's watching the news, watching the general public is like watching sloths in slow motion. Literally talking to people is like talking to sloths. And I don't understand it. I don't understand people who are not awake and who are not alive. And it's all over the place. People that even have intellects and have minds, they don't want to. And it's from television viewing. I can tell when somebody is a TV head. I don't care if they got 150 IQ. I can tell how much television someone watches. Because they have this look in their eyes. They value the lethargy of the mind. They value being conned. They value not understanding complex systems. They value not being into the mysteries of the universe. They value it. And it just drives me up the stinking frickin' wall, man. I am so tired of it. They go on the news. I mean, that's how I knew it was staged that day before it even came out. And they said, don't worry, we just decided to put naked body scanners in next week. And I'd been talking about it for a year because they put the multi-billion dollar purchase orders in. We've been talking about the conflict of him working for the company and being a consultant, even as he was the head of Homeland Security. He had begun some of the test programs, and now he was out of Homeland Security. Michael Chertoff making all this money himself, millions and millions off of it. And it's just sick. And it's the same thing here. This is pointed at people that are in a trance. I mean, anyone with a brain sees the PR rollout for the takeover of the web. Right there, the proof of the conspiracy is that, not to mention all the documentation. All the reporters coming out from the New York Times and CNN about how they were all run by the Pentagon and foreign governments and the CIA. The CIA and the government and the FBI are now clients for foreign interest, and they're like managers, middle managers that get a cut of how much they can sell us out. China, ladies and gentlemen, didn't try to hack the Pentagon. And it didn't try to hack the White House, ladies and gentlemen, unless they were ordered to. China and the bankers that run the U.S. are joined at the hip. China got the Panama Canal. China got all the big Caribbean islands that were formerly controlled by the United States. China's getting our Pacific bases. China got $22 million of our money to get to help build the new GM factories. China gets all the technology. China gets the missile secrets. China gets the jobs. China gets everything. Because China has signed on to the Agenda 21 program, and they're going to leverage India and the rest of the world, forcing them onto it. China is the big underwriter of the new world order, because they will use their people up like machines. They will set up suicide nets. They will set up forced abortion inside Foxconn for Apple. They will set up taking children at birth and putting them in government dormitories. They will run over protesters with steamrollers. They will sign on to anything. They're communist, murdering, disgusting, billionaire leadership. That's the model. You look at China, that's it. Oh, but now China hit the White House, so Obama's, he's got to do something. Only a moron would believe any of this. A two-year-old could tell what was going on here. This entire thing was rolled out. We even had articles. Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, countless other people on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, other sites came out and broke down the entire story for you. The entire stinking thing. The entire thing. The entire thing, how they'd have a fake cyber attack, how they'd have a false flag to bring this in right before he signs the stinking executive order that they've got all lined up and ready. Get out of your trance. Stop valuing your stupidity. Stop valuing your weakness. Wake up!
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. Lone Star State.
You know why I'm yelling and screaming? It's that I know where this road goes. I know the globalists are. I know what their global plan is, and I know they're going to execute it if we don't stop them. And we are living in a science fiction horror movie. The globalists, in their own words, depending on which document, are 6 to 10 years behind. Brzezinski, Brzezinski has said it. Countless others have broken down the fact that they are behind. But I intend to make a new special report in the next few weeks that basically breaks down their New World Order plan in a simplistic fashion. People think it's complex, but it'll actually be simplistic. And then show the timeline of where they plan to go, where they want to be versus where they are right now. And if there was just a revolution of understanding in people's minds, we could turn this around right now. If we collectively come together with an understanding that being spied on without warrants is to enslave us, not to keep us safe, that the government is not a government but a foreign occupation force shipping drugs in as a pretext to break into our houses and run checkpoints and to fund their criminal takeover. When we wake up to the fact that the CPS taking children is the last group you'd ever want children around in your life, that the medical system has good people in it at the bottom, but at the top is a Rockefeller-controlled MD modern science of eugenics. We live in the kingdom of eugenics. We live in the kingdom of covert and overt testing. And it's in the news, but it's just a minor footnote. Hey, the government admits they shot up, you know, 67,000 kids in India last year with live weaponized polio. Yeah, a bunch of them died. Others are paralyzed. Next in news, we need to take all your rights away because Al-Qaeda. And in the other news, the government runs Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just so insane. And they only get away with this. They only get away with this because the general public has been taught it's cute and funny to laugh at anybody who's informed or involved or who cares. But that's changing. More and more people realize it's about survival to care. And it's not bad to be involved. And it's not weird to be informed. This morning I was exercising at a local natural pool here in Austin, Texas, swimming a couple miles. Got up about 5 a.m., went down there. And there was a fella there about, and he said, hey, you know, this New York Times writer, this whistleblower, just came into town. We were talking about how I had Amber Lyon on, the CNN reporter that blew the whistle about how their government and foreign government run it. It's fraud, and they cover up massacres, and it's just pure evil. And he was like, hey, you know, this New York Times reporter, he'd want to come on your show. And I was going, oh, yeah, I've been working on getting him on. And the guy's like, well, I'm friends with him. Here's his number. And there were these old men who were swimmers who'd gotten there, and they were laughing at us and looking at me and laughing. They obviously knew who I was, and they were, like, trying to be dominant, tough old men. And they were, you know, into themselves because they were in great shape and all this. And I looked at them, and I just realized I'm threatening their whole world, that America's the good guys, they're part of the system. You know, yeah, the CIA does bad stuff, but, you know, they know best. They know what they're doing. You could tell these guys were, like, retired government types. And I just thought about how incredibly weak they were mentally. But it didn't matter. Then about 10 more people, because there weren't many people there, were like coming over going, oh, yeah, blah, 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 this, that. And then they saw that as they were getting ready to get in the water, and it totally freaked them out. Because at first they were laughing at us and kind of pointing at us right in front of us. Right in front of us, they were wanting to ridicule us like we care what they say or what they think. Like we're going to go curl up in a fetal position and urinate all over ourselves because you people that suck off the government trough and the system and who get reflected glory from its evil, worshiping at its black altar of death, you think laughing at us has any effect on us? It has no effect on me, but to make me recharge and turbo against all of you, you will be defeated, you murdering scum, and all the servants of it, you will all be defeated. Probably shouldn't even be on the radio today. I'm so angry right now. I feel like I could take on 20 people. I'm sick of it. And I see the New World Order. I see you, and I know what you are. And I know who all your weak servants are, too. And I swear on the altar of God, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of man. I will never submit, and my soul is free.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open: total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew, Sam. Yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, I'm wound up today. I've been up since 5 a.m. and I have read giant stacks of news information, and I am fit to be tied. Thank you for joining us. Max Kaiser is coming up. All right, let me just try to calmly go through the news information here today as we transmit worldwide. Where to begin? Let me just start back where I was at here. White House confirms cyber attack. The White House confirmed, but sought to downplay. They always do that, have the media hype total fear, and then they act like the quiet father figures. It's a playbook. To downplay a report by a conservative website on Sunday that it had been the victim of a cyber attack, volunteering to Politico that no harm had been done. The Washington Free Beacon reported that Chinese hackers had attacked a computer system in the White House military office. Yeah, that came from the Secret Service. I know where they get that stuff. A White House official speaking on background late Sunday confirmed there was an attempted hack, but said that it affected an unclassified network that was isolated and that there was no evidence that any data had been stolen. The attempted hack was used spear phishing, in which an attacker sends an email to a specific target that uses familiar phrases in hopes that the recipient will follow links or download attachments that unleash the hacker's malware. Oh, no, not a malware packet. What are we going to do? Take all our rights away. Take my internet freedom away. Tax the internet some more. Put new taxes on the web to help fund the takeover of it to keep me safe with the email. What about the emails of all the gal pals of Big Sis and the hanky panky up there in the party palace, the little pleasure palace? No, those pesky emails on Fast and Furious. None of the White House secure classified computer systems were affected. Oh, thank goodness. Said the official, not a servant. It was an official. Not a public servant, it was an official, you scum Americans, who reached out to Politico after the Free Beacon story appeared without having been asked for a comment. And it just goes on. And again, when was this launched? When was this launched? Oh, the Sacramento Bee reports Cybersecurity Awareness Month for the first time kicked off today. Oh, and there was the big hack right as Obama is set this week to sign the unconstitutional executive order to hand, and here's the big news, to hand the once free internet over even more to Google and Microsoft and Yahoo and Sun Microsystems and Cisco and all the usual suspects. Oracle, all of them. Cybersecurity with the Pentagon over the web, tracking everyone publicly with all their new giant NSA centers that are opening up in San Antonio that opened a year ago. Giant facility no one talks about. Local news goes down there and they grab their cameras from the two local papers. Do the papers sue them? No. The paper, no, our people went down there and handed them the successful lawsuit articles. Last week, Jakari Jackson and Melissa Melton, and explained to them they were there to go visit the visitor center, which there isn't one. They wanted to buy a NSA shot glass, they told them, being sarcastic, and just let them know that, you know, I was intending to basically sue the NSA if they took our stuff. Because they don't have a right to not have you go down there and videotape that they're down there, a giant facility. Just like the TSA, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, had to admit because of lawsuits that you can film them. They still try to intimidate you or set you up because they're criminals. As their own members are getting convicted of one guy stole almost $1 million. He said, oh, we all do it. We're addicted. That's why we get the jobs to rob you. Of course. Of course. Why do you think the brown shirts joined Adolf Alois Hitler? Because they got to have some fun. And the Soviets hired the criminals out of the jails. That's why they run a background check for TSA now. Wasn't like this 10 years ago, where they're phasing it in now, where they hire. They go, oh, you got felonies here. You're a convicted child molester. That's their favorite. Oh, you're a convicted rapist. Oh, you're a convicted car thief. Hey, pal, you're in charge. I have a stack of articles on that today. You're in charge now. Now get in there and grab some little kids. Grab some women. You see Miss USA? Go in those pants. It's freedom! And when people don't like it like me, they go, oh, that's a crazy man. And you bet I am crazy. I'm crazy because I love liberty. I'm crazy because I got a backbone. I'm crazy because I am in a fit of rage, knowing that pure evil is taking over, and I'm here to get people out of their trance. I am beside myself. have fought for 17 plus years against the globalists. And I am so concerned because it's all coming true. It's all happening just as we said it would. We successfully re-engineered, reverse-engineered all of it over a decade ago. And now it's worse than we even thought. You think I'm pleased to be right about this? You think this is a good thing? This is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. This is a horrible thing. This is a painful thing. This is an overwhelmingly horrible, disgusting thing. It's like thinking, oh, this lump, you know, it'd be like if your wife had a big lump on her breast and she goes, I hope it's not breast cancer, baby. And she goes in and it's a horrible stage four malignancy. You know, you're not like, oh, I was right. It was breast cancer. And then I see how weak the general public is, how weak many of the, quote, resistors are, the people in the alternative media, how they're in it for themselves or don't even have full understanding of the deeper issues or even partial understanding. And then I realize that as a society, we're rotting, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But then I realize the good news. There are so many good, decent, average people who are humble, and so they do not see themselves in the capacity. They do not see themselves in the role as of resistors because they almost see it as polite that they're letting evil run over them. They sit there like a Buddhist monk or something while Rome burns around them, and we cannot be in that mode. We've got to get out there and face this down and get angry about it. Am I too angry sometimes? Maybe. But there's the added frustration of not just the New World Order, but having to deal with everything that goes on in the oiling and maintenance of this platform, trying to direct my energies and analysis at the enemy. Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's all going to come true. We're under soft kill right now. They're just testing agents on us, figuring out how to gauge it, seeing if we'll wake up to the fact that they're just openly killing us. I mean, just cancer exploding all around us, disease, every degenerative disorder exploding off the charts. I mean, they're killing us. They're killing us with the GMO. It's even on record. Sterilizes, kills, deforms, and all the animals they feed it to. And the huge magnitude of it is why they're getting away with it. Because it's so off the charts that a regular person cannot sanely deal with this, so they go into denial. I am a sane person, but it has driven me insane knowing the information. And by insane, to an outward person hearing the heavy breathing, the sighing, the tooth grinding, all of it, it's like, well, that guy's nuts. Well, no, if you know psycho killers are poisoning everyone around you, the public's giggling at you, sucking their thumbs in trances, falling off the edge of cliffs all around you, people are moving in slow motion in a matrix, you know the general public is literally in a trance. In the aggregate, hundreds of millions believe you and listen to you and have found out you're telling the truth, but then they still look to you to be able to have all the answers. It just makes me physically ill. It makes me physically ill to know that it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And that we have a giant arrested development childlike population watching giant fat rappers with pants hanging down around their ankles with huge bellies in fur coats. And this is force fed on television to the young people, teaching them how to shoot each other. And to know that inside MTV that they weaponized it 20 years ago on purpose to destroy the youth. I mean, we already knew that, but to know from insiders that it was consciously done just confirms it all. It's we're being hit by torpedoes, chemical, biological, cultural viruses, cultural death switches, cultural destruction. And then I even feel guilty getting up here on air and playing all these pathetic welfare people talking about their Obama phones and stuff, because we're all laughing at it. He's laughing at it because it's so sad, but it's even sick to laugh at it. None of it's funny. It's disgusting. And those of us laughing at things like that because deep down it makes us feel superior, or maybe it's just so embarrassing, we're laughing because we're uncomfortable. we've been stunted. We've been damaged as well from the heights that our minds would have soared to. Soared to, like Icarus. But you sail to the sun, you fly to the sun, it melts your wax wings and you fall to earth. But the globalists, they didn't fly and then fall to earth. No, they burrowed until they broke through to the deepest dimensions of hell. And now they write in our societal essence, our societal guts, our societal blood on the walls of society. They're horrible demonic artwork all around us. Ugh. The ugliness of it. The stench of it. Careful you do not stare into the abyss, for the abyss will change you. You will become the abyss. The abyss. The abyss of black death, as deep as the gravity wells of the greatest black holes. Okay, let's go ahead and get to the next pieces of news here. Oh, look, CNN's warning you of the new threat. Your smartphone will eventually be hacked. Oh, because you built back doors into it. Of course, I've been telling you this is all just total hacks, total things are going to be breaking down, takedowns, because they built back doors into it. Then they're going to get up on the news and say, because the Chinese government orders their manufacturers to put these back doors in the chips. Under global governance agreements and compacts, they have built back doors into everything because the devices you purchase are not there for you to use them. That's just one function. The main function is to track you and predict your future movements while damaging your DNA with a radiation burst in the microwave radiation field. Your smartphone will eventually be hacked, CNN. Security experts have warned for years that our smartphones are due for a major cyber attack. Oh, really? Like PCs back in the early days, the 1990s, mobile phones are largely unprotected by antivirus software. Don't worry, though, there's companies willing to sell that to you, who, of course, designed the viruses. And they're a treasure trove of valuable information. So why has the smartphone Armageddon happened yet? Basic economics is one reason. Cyber thieves are making so much money attacking Windows PCs that there hasn't been much incentive to change tactics. Oh, really? And it just goes on with more BS. Let me get into this here. This is really one of the top stories today, and I haven't covered this properly. I haven't given it justice. It's a big deal, and everybody needs to be part of it. TSA confiscates camera, deletes footage of checkpoint. TSA worker steals memory card. Cops claim it must have fallen to the ground after they erase the video. And here's the latest headline by Paul Joseph Watson up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. TSA rescinds approval to film in response to opt-out campaign. Federal agency removes web page admitting filming is not prohibited. We have it screenshotted saying the TSA does not prohibit the public passengers or press from photographing, videotaping, or filming at security checkpoints. As long as the screening process is not interfered with. See, cops can't arrest you for filming them unless you interfere with their activities. They now call that 300 yards away if you're filming them doing anything. Now, in 12 states, they arrest you and charge you with wiretapping, which the statutes all state that in public you have no perception of privacy and it's not wiretapping. But that doesn't matter. They've got kept juries a lot of times that are paid cash and, you know, they're to send you to prison because that's all part of the evil. You don't film in America, you American filth. Foreign banks have engaged in conquest, and we have found the worst elements of your population through psychological algorithm testing to serve our army. Our army is now forged. The false flags will be launched, American scum. We work tirelessly behind the scenes, weakening your culture, poisoning your minds, and now we prepare with our re-education camps to murder you en masse. That's how the globalists would sound if they spoke to you openly. It doesn't matter if the army admits there's public re-education camps. It doesn't matter if that's been out for almost 4 months. No mainstream media dare touch it. That's a little too scary for the slaves. People say, Alex, don't scare us. I don't think you're scared. I think maybe the truth is the only shot we've got to get you out of the coma you're in to realize how much trouble we're in. You think it intimidates me, these cowardly scum trying to bring in this hell? My very DNA cries out against them. And I am here to reach out and to awaken the sleeping giant that is free humanity, and we are waking up. And the enemy is actually scared. That's why they have the bravado and the in-your-face and trying to rush their whole program, because they're behind schedule. They're in trouble. And they know we've beaten them over and over and over again. And the next time we beat them, it will be forever. Well, there'll be shadows of evil again, but this great battle, if we survive it, will be the great reversal for our species and will give us the greatest shot ever to reach Alpha Centauris.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, let me tell you what's coming up when Max Kaiser is on with us, and then into the third hour when I have open phones today. I'm going to spend a good portion of time playing some of the news reports we've done on the nightly news because they're so powerful, and I want the full radio listeners to be able to hear it. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now ought to be able to see it. TSA rescinds approval to film in response to opt-out. campaign. Maybe they'll rescind the law that they can't rape my wife. Maybe they'll rescind the law that they can't come take the jewelry out of my wife's bedroom. Maybe they'll rescind a law that I can't have my Second Amendment because we're living under executive orders. See, over lawsuits and things, they had to have on their website, started about 4 years ago, that of course you can film us as long as you don't interfere. But in their training videos, they tell them someone's videoing, they must be a terrorist. So harass them. So the cops in these videos that Watson's linked to come up and act like you're doing something wrong, and they'll tell you, it's the law, we're going to arrest you. And then they'll try to intimidate you to turn it off. But if you call their bluff, they back off because there's still a little bit of sanity left in the courts. You know, they're filming you, but you're not supposed to film them. And I'm so sick of even our articles saying officers. They call them officers. They're not even sworn officers. But they have sworn officers come up and do their dirty work. And that is so shameful. And at the end of this article by Paul Joseph Watson, there's a special comment from Alex Jones, because we're launching this First Amendment week for the week of Thanksgiving to opt out of the naked body scanners that top scientists admit are giving people cancer, including the TSA workers at the airports where they've been testing them for 9 years. They had them in 6 airports starting 9 years ago. That was like a 7-fold increase in cancers just at Boston. I mean, that's why they hire stupid little criminals. Now, the first TSA were mainly like post office type people. They weren't bad people. Now they're a bunch of scum. And by the way, that's in the news. Here's the Associated Press. The Daily Mail is also reporting on it. I was addicted to stealing, and everyone else did it too. Ex-TSA agent reveals epidemic of thefts from passengers as he admits he took almost $1 million in possessions. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been robbed. Well, we've had stuff stolen out of our bags, electrical stuff. We've had a Tiffany teething ring stolen 7 years ago, flying out of JFK back to Austin, and I bought my newborn daughter. I had Dr. Pachinik on. He had a sleeping pill stolen. That's what they really see is addictive drugs, folks. You fly with your medication, sleeping pills or whatever, it's gone. I mean, these are drug addicts. Some of them are drug addicts, others are pervs. They all got a poison. They all got a vice in the devil's little playhouse. But let me tell you, they say idle hands, the devil's workshop. Let me tell you, TSA and airports are the devil's workshop. That's where the real slamming and bamming goes on. There's a special comment down there at the bottom. There is an organized move on behalf of governments, corporations to blow the First Amendment out of existence. This is why InfoWars is pioneering a new civil rights movement that is not based around race, sex, or any other minority issue. The fact that our rights are being violated and characterized as suspicious or terroristic threatens the freedom of every individual, no matter from what race, gender, creed, or religion they originate. And it goes on. We are being systematically intimidated out of expressing our right to free speech as part of an advancement towards a new dark age of tyranny. We are calling on like-minded people to join us in the opt-out and film campaign. By the way, since we put this up last week, they've removed the thing where they say you can film. With the understanding that you will in all likelihood face official oppression for doing so. The TSA is a federal agency staff full of liars, thieves, and petty tyrants. We have links to the proof of that. Who like to harass and terrorize innocent Americans who refuse to comply with degrading treatment, who refuse to partake in obedience training. The risk of being harassed or even arrested is there, but there's a bigger risk, I go on to say, in not standing up against this evil.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.